This goes to Mary Beach, B-E-A-C-H, and like November, P like practice. Fax 989-953-5801. Regarding Judy, middle initial K, Cameron, C-A-M-E-R-O-N. Date of birth 3/15/1943. Dear Miss Beach, this is a face-to-face follow-up visit for Miss Cameron with stage 3A chronic kidney disease, hypertension, and diabetic nephropathy. Her consultation was done December 27th of 2022. It was felt that the elevated creatinine levels were most likely secondary to diuretic use required for edema of the lower extremities, longstanding hypertension, and diabetic nephropathy, as well as exposure to non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs over a prolonged period of time. She's feeling well. She does still live in her home and gets assistance through the PACE program, with all caps, P-A-C-E. She denies nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena, no chest pain or palpitations. She has some dyspnea on exertion that is stable, none at rest. She does have a history of paroxysmal atrial fibrillation, but she can't ever tell when it's the rhythm is irregular. She can't feel that usually. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood, no current edema. Medication list is reviewed. She's on Lasix 40 milligram twice a day for the edema. Also potassium chloride 10 mil equivalent daily with the Lasix, in addition to her other routine medications. She's not on any oral non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs currently. Physical exam, weight 207 pounds, pulse 70, and blood pressure left arm sitting. Large adult cuff was 132 over 80. Neck is supple. There's no jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear without rales, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular currently with a rate of 70. Abdomen soft, non-tender, no ascites, no edema bilaterally. Labs. Most recent lab studies were done January 16th of 2023. Creatinine is stable at 1.1 with estimated GFR of 51. Intact parathyroid hormone 137.4. Secondary hyperparathyroidism. Calcium 9.3, albumin 4.5, phosphorus is 4.0, hemoglobin 14.4 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan: 1, stage 3A. Chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels and no progression of illness. 2, hypertension, currently at goal. 3, diabetic nephropathy, stable. The patient will continue to have lab studies done every 3 months. She'll follow a low-salt diabetic diet. She'll have a recheck visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CMP/Jose Fuente, MD.